friends, welcome back to another episode of Living Your Best Life. I'm your host, Coach Adamir, and I'm really excited to talk to you guys today about yoga and its many benefits. You're probably wondering, really, dude? You really want me to try yoga? Yes, I do. I personally think there's so many benefits in terms of physical strength, physical flexibility, but also when it comes to mental strength and mental flexibility. So what I want to do today is I want to explain a little bit about yoga and where it comes from. And then after that, I'll get into the laundry list of benefits that we all get from it, that you can get from it, and how we can incorporate it into our routine, your new routine, or if you already have a strength training routine or anything like that, we can incorporate it maybe once a week, twice a week. So I'll explain how to do that. And you know, you can go from there and see if it benefits you. I really think it will, so give it a try, okay? So first things first, you guys, what is yoga and where does it come from? Yoga is derived from the Sanskrit word yuji, y-u-j-i. It means to join or to unite. So basically what they're talking about there in terms of what yoga is in Sanskrit, it leads to the union of individual consciousness with that of universal consciousness. So it's essentially a spiritual discipline which focuses on bringing harmony between the mind and the body. Okay, so if you're a little bit familiar with yoga, you probably have an understanding of that, and I think you'd agree that that's what it's mostly about. So the aim of yoga is self-realization, to overcome all kinds of suffering, leading to the state of liberation, which is also known as moksha, M-O-K-S-H-A. All right, so we got yuji and moksha. Those are the Sanskrit terms that are related to yoga and where it comes from. Okay, so living with freedom should really be the main objective of your yoga practice, okay? That's basically what the core of it is, to bring harmony between the mind and body and to release all suffering and live in freedom, all right? It dates back to 2700 BC from what's called the Indus Saraswati Valley Civilization. Obviously, a long time ago. It's been around way before the first religions or belief systems were born, so it's before organized religion. It's not really a religion, it's more a spiritual practice. So there's a little bit of a difference there between religious and spiritual practices. And, you know, because it was carried to so many different parts of the world throughout that time, there's been a lot of parallels between ancient cultures across the globe. So, you know, one culture on one continent had a lot of similarities in spiritual practices, even on the other side of the globe. So, you know, yoga's far-reaching. It goes way back. So we can see how it's clearly been valuable. It's clearly been a cornerstone of many cultures' spiritual practices. So, you know, I think there's a lot of benefit in yoga. I think it's definitely something that you can add to your practice once a week. But yeah, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, what we think about when we think about yoga class. You know, it's a studio and people are just in there with their yoga mats and stretching and doing all kinds of weird positions, right? It goes way beyond that. So if you try it, really kind of try to focus in on it. I've been practicing yoga now a lot lately with my fiance Audrey. Actually, she'll probably, well, she won't kill me for mentioning this, but you know, make her a little, put her on the spot, I guess. She's actually in training to become a yoga instructor. So, you know, it's definitely helped her and helped me. So I, you know, I'm speaking on this subject from personal experience as well. So, I don't want to say don't take my word for it, but I guess take my word for it at this point that, it's definitely something you want to try. And I really think that you're going to want to continue after that. All right. So, that being said, while physical and mental health are typically a natural, like a byproduct of yoga, You know, it's far more reaching than that, right? It's about harmonizing yourself with the universe. It's the aligning of geometry with the cosmic to achieve your highest level of perception and harmony. All right, so it goes. It really elevates your spiritual experience as well. But you know, it can also just be used as a therapy or an exercise system in your health and fitness. Okay, so there's many elements of yoga. It just depends on how you incorporate it into your practice, and how what you want to take out of it, right? So yeah, let's get into a little bit about the benefits, you know, far beyond that, of course. So if you have a notepad, take some notes, you guys. If not, if you can like check these off in your head, like, oh, that I would love for that to help me with that. Oh, you know what? I do suffer with migraines or anxiety and things like that, or I do have chronic pain. So if any of these things you experience in your life that you may want to fix, I guess, I don't want to say fix, but that you may want to improve on, then yoga would be something to try. If maybe you don't want to do, traditional strength training or traditional, you know, cardio training, yoga and even Pilates is a good alternative, okay? All right, so first thing, benefits of yoga. We can decrease stress and anxiety. All right, it's known for its ability to ease stress and promote relaxation. The reason for that is it decreases the secretion of cortisol, which is the primary stress hormone in your body. There's been a study, a 3-month yoga program study on 24 women. It lowered levels of stress, anxiety, fatigue, and depression. Man, that stress word is going to give me trouble today. lowered levels of stress, anxiety, fatigue, and depression. Okay, so decreasing stress and anxiety in your life and most people's life, I think, is important. I think a lot of us deal with stress differently. I think a lot of us have different kinds of stress in our lives, and sometimes we don't know how to deal with it. We don't have an outlet. So yoga in and of itself being an outlet helps, and then the addition of decreasing the secretion of cortisol helps relieve that stress, okay? Another thing you're going to get help with, reducing inflammation in your body, in your joints, throughout your body. So in addition to mental health, obviously the physical improvement is just as important. And although our bodies have a natural immune response of inflammation to get rid of disease or virus in our bodies, chronic inflammation is what leads to development of disease, such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer. So we don't want chronic inflammation in our bodies. All right, so adding yoga, we can reduce that inflammation, okay? And of course, you know, there's ongoing research with all that of all the benefits, but that's one thing they're noticing is that inflammation has been reduced in people who practice yoga on a daily basis, all right? It could also improve your heart health. All right, so your heart does plenty besides just pump blood, right? It also supplies tissues with important nutrients. So if your heart's not functioning correctly, not only are you not going to get blood throughout your body, but you're not going to get those nutrients that your body needs. All right, oxygen, vitamins, minerals that your blood carries to vital organs. All right, there's a study found that participants over 40 years of age who practiced yoga for 5 years had lower blood pressure and pulse rate than those that didn't. All right, so 5 years of practice, you know, it's low impact, right? I know a lot of people don't like to exercise. I'm a trainer, I'm a strength coach. I typically train, you know, in a gym with weights and things like that. I know that that's not for everyone. For some people, it can be intimidating. So yoga would be a great way to start and even just continue with that and only do that. It's a great way for your body just to keep moving, for your mind to be ever expanding, basically, and really be strong mentally, all right? So, you know, if you're over 40 and you have high blood pressure, start practicing yoga. You know, it's low impact. It won't cause your blood pressure to raise, which obviously is counterintuitive. So, and if you're not over 40 and you don't want to have high blood pressure, let's add some yoga to your practice, all right? It's also going to improve your quality of life, all right? It's become a really popular form of therapy to improve quality of life for most people, right? It's going to improve your mood. It's going to improve your fatigue levels. You won't feel as tired. You'll feel a little more energetic throughout the day, maybe a little, I'd say, happier in a sense. You're not going to be all moody or grumpy. So quality of life is important, right? A lot of times if we're feeling anxious, if we're feeling tired all the time, if we're feeling moody or grumpy or stressed, we don't have a good quality of life. Every day is stressful, every day is exhausting, and we just have less and less energy to wake up each day and live our life on our terms and really be happy, right? So, you know, in terms of improving quality of life by giving you more energy, you're going to improve your sleep quality, right? It's going to enhance your spiritual well-being. You'll improve your social function, be able to have better interactions with the people around you, all right? And you're going to reduce your symptoms of anxiety and depression. And it's also been shown to help with in patients with cancer. It decreases the symptoms of chemo, nausea, vomiting. Same with the anxiety and depression. You know, it helps that quality of life be much better. All right. It's also going to help fight that depression. You know, not just kind of lower it, but actually fight it. You know, some studies show that yoga may actually have an antidepressant effect. So decreasing levels of depression in people is huge. I think a lot of people deal with depression and it's not talked about. You know, most people don't like to talk about what they're going through, or they feel that what is making them feel depressed isn't important to other people, so they don't want to talk about it. And if that's your situation or you don't have an outlet, add yoga to your practice. You can decrease those levels of cortisol, that stress hormone that influences your levels of serotonin. There was a study in an alcohol dependence program that practiced yoga, and it focused on rhythmic breathing. After 2 weeks, symptoms of depression were lower and cortisol levels were lower. In just 2 weeks, you guys, it takes a long time to create an alcohol dependence, but if yoga can lower that depression, lower those cortisol levels in 2 weeks, who knows, you know, the far and wide benefits that can happen in your life if you add it as a practice for 1-2 times a week, you know, maybe for the rest of your life. Who knows, right? Just never hurts to try something new that may help you, may benefit you, may change your life in a positive way, okay? I mentioned improving sleep quality. So poor sleep quality, it's been associated with obesity, high blood pressure, and depression. Again, so, you know, improving our sleep quality is one of the biggest things that I think a lot of us can benefit from. Most of us don't get good sleep, right? We were on our phones right before bed. We had a bright light in our eyes. We're thinking about tomorrow. We're thinking about today because maybe we didn't finish everything we needed to. We're thinking about tomorrow because we had that big project or that client or deadline, whatever. Right? It disturbs our sleep. And when we disturb our sleep like that, it doesn't let our bodies recover and do what it needs to do so that we can live healthy throughout our days. Right? So that's why it leads to obesity. That's why it leads to high blood pressure. That's why it leads to depression. All right? So if you practice yoga, you're going to fall asleep faster, you're going to sleep longer, and you're going to feel more well-rested in the morning, which is what we all want. I mean, when we wake up in the morning and we feel rested, I don't know, that's such a good feeling. I really feel so much more energetic and so much more content when I wake up like that. And if you practice yoga, that'll help. You know, I lift weights 4 times a week. I try to go to yoga once a week. And, you know, just because my body is in constant movement that way, when it rests, it definitely gets the rest it needs. Okay, so any sort of movement like that, any sort of practice where your body's depleted of energy, it's going to be able to sleep much better. Okay? And one of the reasons for that is because the increase of melatonin in your body, that's the hormone that regulates your sleep. So practicing yoga helps regulate melatonin, helps you sleep better. All right? One of the obvious ones here, improving your flexibility and your balance. Obviously, we all know that. It's pretty obvious the way we see some of the yoga poses. It requires a lot of balance, a lot of flexibility. There's a lot of research that shows that it can optimize performance through the use of those specific poses that are going to target that flexibility and balance, right? There's a lot of one leg stands, you know, standing on your hands, kind of, what is that called? Crow, I think. Don't quote me. Audrey's going to kill me if I got it wrong. But, you know, just practice 15, 30 minutes of yoga each day. It's going to make a big difference, right? If you're looking to enhance your performance, if you're already training, you're going to increase your flexibility and your balance, which is going to improve your athletic performance on the court, on the field, wherever, on the ice. Wherever it is, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to increase that tenfold, 15 to 30 minutes of yoga, okay? It's also going to help improve your breathing. Seems so simple, right? We're all like, oh, I know how to breathe. No, you don't. You breathe automatically, right? You don't consciously think about your breathing. A lot of us have shallow breaths because we're not training our bodies to breathe wholly and mindfully, right? There's a yogic breathing that's called pranayama. It's a practice that focuses on controlling the breath through breathing exercises and techniques. I don't know if you've ever taken a yoga class. The first few minutes are mindful breathing, right? Slowing everything down, bringing your focus to the present moment and where you are at the time, so that you have that mind-body connection. Okay, so there's a huge focus on that. You know, breath is life. And if we're not really thinking about how we're breathing, we're not really thinking about how we're taking life in. All right? Yeah. Improve breathing. There's a 15-week class where students were taught various yoga poses and breathing exercises. They had a significant increase in their vital capacity, which means the maximum amount of air that could be expelled from their lungs was increased. So they were able to breathe in as much oxygen as possible and expand their lungs and push out almost all that air pretty easily after taking a breathing and exercise or a yoga pose and breathing exercise class. All right, so improving your breathing is going to help build your endurance, it's going to optimize your performance, and it's going to keep your lungs and heart healthy, okay? If you're someone who deals with migraines, I'll be honest, I'm super grateful that I have not had a migraine and don't deal with them, like I've seen people deal with them, and whew, man, those are tough. So if you deal with migraines, which, if there's 7 of you listening right now, 1 out of 7 of you deal with migraines. 1 out of 7 Americans each year deal with migraines. If you're listening internationally, my bad. And if you're listening internationally, cool. That's pretty awesome, being from Southern California. Thanks. And obviously, that's traditionally treated with medication to relieve and manage those symptoms, right? Once you have a migraine, take a pill. Stay in a dark room, right? No loud noises. Hopefully it goes away. But if you're continuously practicing yoga, there's increasing evidence that shows that it could be a useful supplemental therapy to help reduce the frequency of your migraines. So if you deal with chronic migraines, then you should chronically do yoga. It's going to lead to those reductions in the headache intensity, the frequency, and the pain. We're also going to help promote healthy eating habits with a yoga practice incorporated. Mindful eating, which is also known as intuitive eating, it's a concept that encourages being present in the moment while you're eating. So paying attention to the taste, the smell of it, the texture of your food, noticing any thoughts or feelings or even any sensations that you experience. The practice has been shown to help control your blood sugar, increase weight loss, treat disordered eating behaviors, right? So by incorporating just a little mindful eating and paying attention to what we're eating and that experience in that moment is going to help our blood sugar, help our weight management, treat any disordered eating behaviors we may have, okay? Because yoga places similar emphasis on that mindfulness, adding yoga shows that it's going to encourage those healthy eating behaviors. Okay, if we're mindful in one practice, we're going to start being mindful in other parts of our life. Okay, it's also going to help decrease any episodes of binge eating, increase your physical activity, and then see that decrease in weight. Okay, in addition to that decrease in weight and that increase in physical activity, it's going to increase your strength. All right, adding yoga, believe it or not, is a strength building exercise. All right, it has many strength building benefits. Okay, there's a lot of specific poses in yoga that are designed to increase that strength and build muscle. Most of the yoga poses are what's called an isometric hold. You're holding a position for a set amount of time. Putting your muscles in a hold position like that is what increases strength, okay? And a lot of it comes especially in your upper body, right? There's significant increases in upper body strength, upper body endurance, and then overall weight loss, okay? And if you're a female, they showed a higher decrease in body fat percentage loss as well, okay? So practicing yoga will, you know, build strength, decrease fat loss, increase your endurance as well. So if you add it to a regular exercise routine, you're gonna exponentially see benefits in your life, okay? So now I bet you're asking, dude, there's so many benefits. I definitely gotta do yoga. I definitely gotta practice yoga, all right? So if you're wondering how, there's a couple things you can do. Easiest one, go to YouTube. There's plenty of 15, 20 minute yoga videos that you can try at home from the comfort of next to your bed. And if you don't have a yoga mat, do it on the carpet. It's okay. You don't need to be perfect with a yoga practice. You just need to start it, okay? And if, you know what, you're like, hell, I'm brave enough, let's do it. I'm gonna go to a yoga class. Find a studio nearby. They have like 1 week free trials. You can try a couple classes, see if you like it. There's different types of yoga too. There's your traditional yoga, and then there's hot yoga. And if you've never done hot yoga, please do regular yoga first, and then try hot yoga. I did regular yoga first. I did hot yoga second. I've never gone back to regular. I freaking love hot yoga. It's amazing. Give it a try. Like I said, my fiance Audrey, she's going to be an instructor soon. Hit her up. yeah, she's gonna get mad at me now. All right, anyways, and if you're nervous, if you know you don't want to go by yourself, find a friend, family member who would want to go with you. There's plenty of bring a friend options as well, or try a YouTube yoga video at the park together or something, right? Make it comfortable for yourself so that you can incorporate it without feeling all nervous or embarrassed or shy, okay? And if anything, start at home with like simple breathing exercises, breathing techniques, mindful meditation. Just sit at home and see if you can sit in silence for 5 or 10 minutes. That's a good way to start too. Okay? All right. So that's it, you guys. Yoga has many benefits. If you've ever been curious to try it, I really hope that this can help guide you in the right direction. Okay. So if you do end up trying it, I'd really like to know how it goes. Okay, so find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter, at Coach Adamir. I'd love to hear about your experience. And if you're looking for somewhere to go, I have some recommendations. Just reach out to me on there. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, okay? Also, you guys, if you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Leave a review. Let me know what you think of it. I'd really love the feedback. I'd really appreciate it all. Yeah. All right, you guys, I will talk to you guys next week. We're moving into our motivation week, so if you're dealing with anything, if you need help with anything, hopefully next week will help you out, okay? Have a wonderful week, you guys. Love yourself, and please go live your best life, all right? Bye.